offer by using discount code FRUITS.
A shakeup at TikTok.
It was breaking news on CNBC just 3 months ago.
Big move for Kevin Mayer, longtime Disney employee.
Disney's Kevin Mayer picked as CEO of TikTok. Now he has resigned as the U.S. pressures its Chinese owner to sell the video app. The White House calls it a security risk. In a letter to employees, Mayer admits the political environment has sharply changed and has changed the role he signed up for. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Staying with TikTok, Walmart says today it may join Microsoft to buy it. TikTok, though it's through its fun, goofy videos, has gained hundreds of millions of users around the world. But the U.S. is pushing its Chinese owner to sell the U.S. business if it wants to keep operating in the country. Walmart says a partnership with Microsoft and TikTok could help it expand its advertising business and reach more shoppers. Matt Piper, CBS News.
1776. They seek to dissolve the bonds of love and loyalty that we feel for our country.
News, analysis, and opinion. 93.3 and AM 560, KWTO. Springfield weather on 93.3 and AM 560, KWTO.
Turning cloudy this afternoon. We could run into a thunderstorm or two. The high 88. Partly cloudy, humid tonight. Low 71. Tomorrow, partly sunny day. The high 89. Saturday, a nice day. Sunny clouds. The high up to 87. A thunderstorm on Sunday morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, humid. The high on Sunday, 79. Monday, cloudy and humid. Shower and thunderstorm. The high 83. I'm AccuWeather, Steve Williams.
The KWTO Morning Show is growing. Beginning Monday, Morning Line starts at 5:30 and gives you local news, analysis, and opinion until 9. Plus, Bonnie Bell is back. Jason and Bonnie, now weekdays, 5:30 till 9 on 93.3 and AM 560, KWTO.
Without continual growth, words like improvement, achievement, and success have no meaning. Zimmer Communications continues to grow and invites you to grow with it as a sales exec helping other local businesses grow. This exciting opportunity offers base pay with bonus pool, commission, potential for a signing bonus, and unlimited potential for growth. Improve, achieve, succeed, and grow with Zimmer Communications. Email your resume to sales@zrgmail.com or apply online at zimmercommunications.com.
AM 560 and 93.3 FM, KWTO, Springfield. Keep watching the Ozarks.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin and Chris Griffith with you. For the rest of the hour, you could be here too at 862-9977-800-375-0056. And folks, at the height of the pukademic, we have some exciting news. KWTO has fired us after 32 years online. It's given us an opportunity to take holistic medicine nationwide. You can be part of that too, helping us decide how to Zoom or otherwise communicate on a regular basis. But that's what we're after now. Don't call us about where we're going and how we're going. If you have suggestions, send it to norm@normshealy.com. norm@normshealy.com. Otherwise, if you have a question about health, medicine, in any way whatsoever, open line Thursday, 862-9977-800-375-0056. And, of course, always high on my list is adequate optimal nutrition. And the best way to get yours without having to struggle at all is Nature Blessed Tarte Cherry Juice Concentrate. One of my favorites. It's equivalent to 4 servings of the best fruits and vegetables in the world, available in the produce department at real grocery stores. If they don't have it, they are a fake academic. And now is your turn. It lowers your blood pressure. It lowers your cholesterol. It is anti-inflammatory. Nature Blessed Tarte Cherry Juice Concentrate in the produce department at real grocery stores. And of course, we all need all kinds of supplements, especially in today's world. And the health food store supreme in this area is Spring Valley Natural Foods, right there on South Glenstone, next to FedEx office. All kinds of goodies, thousands of goodies. I've personally shopped there for 38 years. And plan to continue forever. And it's where you should shop too. They carry all my goodies, Dr. Shealy's Essentials, Dr. Shealy's Youth, Dr. Shealy's Magnesium Lotion and Spray, our 5 Bliss Oils, our Egestrone Cream, but thousands of other goodies. Spring Valley Natural Foods, the premium health food store of Greater Ozarks. 862-9977, 800-375-0056, star, well, no, I don't know why I keep forgetting star 56, but there's nothing up here. And now, folks, it's your turn to give us an answer at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And, of course, you know, there's certain things you should do all year, like breathe and eat and rest and exercise. But also, sometimes just for general principles, general health tone-ups, you want to consider acupuncture. And there's a one and only one acupuncturist I can recommend strongly, Dr. Jill at Wellness Concepts Clinic, 1200 East Woodhurst Drive, Suite R300, 877-1300, wellnessconceptsclinic.com. They have massage therapists, nurses, all kinds of goodies, chiropractors, but especially Dr. Jill for optimal acupuncture. And right now, for optimal holistic health recommendations, give us a call at 862-9977, 800-375-0056.
And actually fully agree with Dr. Shealy's recommendations and everything he mentioned. And yes, folks, we are being given an opportunity to move on in it's a different way of saying it, I suppose. But you know, everything that happens actually happens for the best. There is a silver lining in every situation. So, Dr. Shealy, how many years again have you been on the show, on the radio so far?
32. Well, not quite 32. It'll be 32 at the end of this year.
Ah, yes, sir.
And I'm right on. Well, actually, I started out on KTXR. But they did it at night, and I'm not a night person. So, coming in here at 8 o'clock at night to do radio show was not my bag, so I switched over to this station, and it's always been good until the new owners came along and decided they didn't like us or our timing or something. But that's okay. We are the founders of holistic medicine, and so we can go on and continue on as we have for the last 87 years.
Well, the show goes on whether certain parties or peoples or powers that be like it or not. That's
yes.
A fact.
And Chris, I want to give you a compliment. This morning,
oh sure, thanks.
One of your clients came in to see me for one of her problems, but she was extolling your virtues and how much help you've been to her.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you for letting me know that.
Well, you know, I have worked, as you know, since 1972 with holistic concepts, spiritual healers, medical intuitives. Bonnie, good afternoon.
Well, I just want to tell you how much I love you three and that I'll miss you. I'm a faithful listener.
Well, stay in touch, because if they let us back on next week, they gave us 60 days notice, breaking our contract. But that's okay. If you let us know what you suggest, we're thinking about Zoom, and it's just a question of how to do it on Zoom and which time and date to do it. It'll be sometime during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. And we will continue, of course.
Oh, very good. Well, maybe they'll let you have a commercial or two so we can follow your breadcrumbs. And I just wanted to say that I've learned a lot. And, you know, we always hear from you about the USP castor oil. And I have an elderly dog that has had terrible dry eye. I rescued her, and she's almost blind. And I just want to remind people that pets can benefit too.
Yes, that is true. I've had one woman with a goat that did well with it, and two with dogs. Now it's the third dog.
That's great. Well, just wanted to let you know how much I love and appreciate you guys, and I'll get going.
Hey, keep it up. Thanks for calling.
Oh, and speaking of pukedemic, that's our new favorite word for the week. Actually, I just want to reflect back on the previous news, earlier news, that with the COVID-19 testing and the tests that are being used, actually a goat and an orange came back positive in one of the countries. That's how reliable the testing is.
Hey, there is not a single statement that I know of in the entire pukedemic, fake-edemic nonsense that has not been contradicted by some other expert. Not one.
I kind of feel like those tests are kind of like buying a Wonka bar, trying to get a golden ticket. They're already pre-marked of whether or not you have it before you ever take it.
Mm-hmm. Well, pretty much.
Hey.
We're probably not like that, but at least in testing, it's just okay, roll the dice. Okay, oh, you have it. Oh, you don't.
Well, nonsense is still nonsense.
But let's talk about some things that are common sense. Immune system.
Ah. Health.
Health. Listen, wellness, mind-body-spirit approach.
I really think, although we think of the mind and many aspects of functions of the body as being the foundation, it really is the health of the immune system that determines the health of every organ more than any other factor. It supports your health in every possible way. Now, we're all born with a certain genetic component, but that genetics are all over the place. Even twins have different genetics in some aspects of their lives. So the important thing is what you think and do. That's what it is. It's thinking and doing and being. And so when an opportunity comes along, such as the current one, well, take advantage of it. Move forward.
Mm-hmm. And the other word for genetics is epigenetics. In other words, you can and you will influence the by environment, by your thoughts, by your actions, but what happens by your very life choices, what will happen to you and what will not happen to you to a large degree. We have that much control over ourselves, and that's a power, a responsibility, but it's also obligation.
Yeah, the best book on that subject, I think, is The Biology of Belief.
Mm-hmm.
It's well worth reading if you haven't read it, because our belief and our functions and our every action of every day determines how our own genes work. Now, we are near the end of our most, well, in my opinion, most important, maybe, experiment in the last 60-plus years on telomere regeneration. I've only got about 2 weeks to go to finish what we're doing, and we will know within about a month whether we have regenerated, actually regrown, our telomeres as much as 8% as our preliminary study showed.
But there's already an established several techniques for doing so.
Oh, yes. We've already got techniques, several techniques for regrowing them at least 3.5% a year instead of shrinking 1% a year. Now, if you've got good health habits, your telomeres ordinarily shrink 1% every year of life. On the other hand, the average American lives 78 years. That means average American is losing over 20% mm-hmm. of their life energy because of misbehavior. Now, I didn't create that. John Knowles created that word back in the 70s. He said 95% of people are born healthy and become unhealthy because of human misbehavior. And that human misbehavior involves, well, smoking, obesity, crummy nutrition, 80% of food sold in this country is just junk, no movement whatsoever, only 10% of Americans get enough movement to stay alive healthily, and less than 7 hours of sleep a night. People who sleep 6 hours or less function at the level of slightly drunk. There are more automobile accidents by people from lack of sleep than there are from alcohol and drugs.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I remember my own accident when I crashed the vehicle at about 70 miles an hour. So the sleep was wonderful. Just behind the wheel was not the best place. Well, that's how I had my near-death, out-of-body experience. So it was a blessing. So I don't believe there's any coincidences out there. Really not. Including us moving into a new platform. You know, it's interesting. When you get comfortable, when you get into status quo, sometimes what happens is you get complacent. Isn't that what happens?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a challenge, an opportunity, always.
Always, yeah.
To make a change that can improve things for the future. Now, you know, in 1971, when I decided to drop truly out of the box as a neurosurgeon and quit surgery, I like surgery, by the way. I enjoyed surgery, but I was being sent 400 people a year for a proposed operation, a technique I introduced a couple of years earlier. And 94% of these people had had 5 unsuccessful operations on their backs. They were on horrible drugs like Valium and Percodan and God knows what else. I would stick a needle in them, let alone a knife. That's why I created holistic medicine in 1971. And I've never looked back and never regretted it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are interested, drop me, norm@normsheely.com, a suggestion of how you think it would be best for us to continue opening our time at your no cost, free me answering your questions, making suggestions for your health and optimization. And we will continue this for at least the next 50 or 60 years as Sergey and I move forward.
And I'd like to say, with regard to opportunity, if you haven't already signed up for our newsletter on our website, www.realholisticdoc.com, and sign up for, like I said, for our free newsletter. There's also a couple of freebies. One of the most amazing MP3 download. We'll talk about that in a bit. Orogenic training plus a free book download, 90 Days to Self-Health, to Self-Regulation. And we will keep you informed what the final decision is in where we're going, where we're moving, and how we're going to make that transition. So stay in touch. And if you want to follow us, we would welcome your company as a... Well, Dr. Shealy's been around for a long time, and we are not going anywhere. We are you know, you can fire somebody from a radio station, but you cannot kill the spirit of holistic medicine.
And in fact, interestingly, since the beginning in 1978, when it really began officially nationally as the American Association of Holistic Medicine, which I founded in late May of 1978, the establishment has done everything it can to destroy the concept. They wouldn't allow ads for our founding meeting. We had 212 people at our founding meeting. The AMA would not allow ads on it. The next thing you know, they started talking about alternative, complementary. And then they introduced some odd idea, integrative. And one of the local hospitals had an integrative medicine program. They offered hot stone massage. Well, I don't object to hot stone massage. All kinds of massage are good. But that's not holistic. That's a modality, a single modality. It's not even as good as massage in general, in my opinion.
Right, right.
Or massage with a medical masseuse.
Yes.
Exactly. Or spiritual healing.
Yeah.
Or consultation with a true intuitive, medical intuitive. There are few of them who are that good. But Chris is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
And folks, remember, you are the only one who can determine your health. I can't do it for you. Sergey can't do it for you. Chris can't do it for you. We can assist you. We can make suggestions, but we can't breathe for you, eat for you, exercise for you, sleep for you. We can't make decisions for you. We can give you our suggestions, but I can't even take a vitamin for you.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to add a couple of things to it. So what we're going to do on our end, we're going to continue on our platform. We're going to choose a platform, the right platform that's going to be the best fit to continue on a nationwide, but also actually international platform. Reach out to the whole world, actually. As a matter of fact, we've been reaching out to the world. We've been invited as guest speakers, presenters in conferences and places all over the world, literally.
Oh yeah,
but now it's time to take the message on a regular basis. And so our responsibility is our choice, I should say, is to make ourselves available. And your responsibility, your choice, if you choose, is to follow us and to stay in touch and to continue listening, continue engaging, and to continue communicating with us.
Well, in fact, since 1971, in fact, a year or two before that, to some extent, I have traveled a minimum of 60 days a year giving lectures and workshops around the world. 2 years, I spent 180 days moving around the world giving workshops and lectures. Now, this year, I haven't been out of the city to do it. They've all been by some kind of virtual so-called remote control. And it's not too bad, but it's not nearly as much fun as being there in person with people.
No, actually, I'm going to add one more thing. the interesting thing about the 6 foot distance, and I'm going to have Chris weigh in on this a little bit, but isn't the heart, heart energy, heart space, heart, you know, connection between two people generally established as a 6 foot distance? So you can think of a 6 foot distance as a cough precaution, or you can think of it as a soul precaution. You're separating souls. Yeah. You are separating human beings from one another. Yep. Hello,
Charles. John, I can't hear well.
Oh, hello. How are you, Dr. Sheely?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm not so happy because you, for over 13 years, when I moved from Virginia, and you, your program has been very informative. So let me get to my question. My question is, my wife is, we'll say, 64 years old, and she has had fibromyalgia since the mid-40s. What is your recommendation on medical marijuana?
I have to say that the expert in that is sitting right here beside me, Dr. Sergei Sorin, and in her case, it is something worth serious consideration.
Thank you for mentioning that. Medical cannabis has acquired a terrible reputation when the petroleum industry and the Rockefellers created the pharmaceutical superpower. And that superpower came in conflict with a natural means such as cannabis. Now, I'm not saying it's for everybody. I would advise it in a number of conditions that are qualified by the state, and I stay by the state guidelines, but she would certainly qualify, and I'm happy to take care of her. If you'd like, we have an office at 417-351-5221, and happy to take care of her.
Excellent, and I'm driving right now, so where would I find that in the phone book?
Sheely Sorin Wellness Institute. Sheely Sorin Wellness Institute.
And yes, the website is realholisticdoc.com.
realholisticdoc.com.
Or just Google Norm Sheely and you'll find it.
Yeah.
It pops right up.
Mm-hmm. And I do want to say further, cannabis, I am a proponent, complete proponent for medical cannabis for medical purposes. I'm not saying it for it's for everybody, and there are some contraindications. And I'm always happy to discuss it, but for the most part, it is far safer, especially in the case that we mentioned, as well as many other situations, than the pharmaceutical petroleum-based drugs. Thank you for calling in.
And by the way, if she isn't already doing autogenic training, have a go to our website and just sign up for my free email newsletter. Get Autogenic Focus, AUTOGENIC Focus. That is the most wonderful thing in the world for retraining the brain. And the second most important thing after autogenic training is magnesium lotion for fibromyalgia.
And there's a number of other recommendations, but and we're happy to discuss it. We'll be happy to discuss it at our visit. Now, we may have several visits just to kind of get this under control, but I look forward to helping you.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. God bless all of you. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for calling. Keep the faith, babe.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, when you do go to the website and sign up for the newsletter, we will inform you where we're moving after we establish the best pathway for communication on a weekly basis.
And right now, 862-9977, 800-375-0056. You can get your question answered right now. You don't have to wait a week or a day. 862-9977, 800-375-0056.
And unless there's any callers, we'll take a small break. And we'll get back in a few minutes.
93.3 and AM 560, KWTO News.
KWTO News time, 2:30. Hollister police have released the name of the man killed in a shooting Wednesday night. 26-year-old Kerry Elijah West was found dead just after 9 p.m. in Holland Park. Police showed up in response to a noise complaint and took a woman into custody. Two other shooting victims from a related incident are hospitalized, but their identities have not been released. Greene County has seen its 18th death in the month of August from COVID-19. The Springfield Greene County Health Department reported Thursday afternoon a man in his 80s in long-term care died from the virus. The county has seen 7 more deaths in the month of August than all previous months of the pandemic combined. Area law enforcement stepped up today for the children of fallen officers. Over 50 members of the Springfield Police Department escorted Morgan Walsh to her first day of classes. Morgan is the daughter of Christopher Walsh, who died in the line of duty in the come-and-go shooting. I'm Jason Wirt, KWTO News.
Springfield weather on 93.3 and AM 560 KWTO.
Turning cloudy this afternoon. We could run into a thunderstorm or two. The high 88. Partly cloudy, humid tonight. Low 71. Tomorrow, partly sunny day. The high 89. Saturday, a nice day. Sunny clouds. The high up to 87. A thunderstorm on Sunday morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, humid. The high on Sunday, 79. Monday, cloudy and humid. Shower and thunderstorm.
The Rolex Belgian Grand Prix. Presented by Mother's Polish. Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern on ESPN.
That 70s show makes you think of All in the Family instead of Ashton Kutcher. You'll remember this next song on 98.7.
I can't remember when you were there, when I did. One but you. We've been through it. Can't imagine anything we've missed. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you've never let me down. You've turned my life. The sweetest days I've found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I've loved the life we've made, and I'm so glad I stayed right here with you. Remember what I used to do, who I trusted, who I listened to before. I swear you've taught me everything I know. Can't imagine needing someone so, but through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. Stay with you through the years, when everything went wrong, together we were strong. I know that I belong right here with you. Through the years, I never had. We're
It brings back memories of heading to the Holiday Drive-In for a flick. Springfield's new home for light rock favorites. 98.7, The Dove.
That might be killing you, too.
Field weather on 98.7 The Dove.
Turning cloudy this afternoon. We could run into a thunderstorm or two. The high 88. Partly cloudy, humid tonight. Low 71. Tomorrow, partly sunny day. The high 89. Saturday, a nice day. Sun and clouds. The high up to 87. A thunderstorm on Sunday morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, humid. A high on Sunday, 79. Monday, cloudy and humid. Shower, thunderstorm. The high 83. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
That he'd rather be. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better than drinking Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
98.7 The Dove. Light rock favorites.
Yeah, well, we've got it there.
Wonderful.
One drop at night.
Okay.
Yep.
One drop. Now, does that also work for somebody that suffers just from dry eyes at night?
It could help, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other suggestion you would have for dry eyes?
That suggests to me the possibility of early autoimmune disease. And there I would also recommend using Fire Bliss because that raises DHEA, the anti-stress hormone.
Mm-hmm. And as well as general immune boost, and we can talk about oral supplementations. And Jesse, we can, next time we meet, we can actually have a really good talk about how to, you know, optimize things in terms of getting the immune system to stop overreacting, number one, and to function best against the offenders.
Well, fabulous. Good deal. Well, it's great to hear your voices again, and have a great weekend.
Thank you for calling. Have
Jesse,
a good one.
Blessings.
And Kay, good afternoon. Kay, baby? Y'all there?
Shanae?
Hello?
Shanae?
Hello?
Hi, Kay.
Hi, can you hear us?
My name's not Kay, it's Shanae.
Oh. I'm sorry. Please continue.
I wanted to know what you guys knew about sudden sensory hearing loss. I woke up and was just deaf in my left ear. This was back at the end of July, and I went to an ENT within 2 days. And, of course, they put me on prednisone for a course of that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm still deaf in it, but he says that it will come back. Do you know anything about that?
It's absolutely total, right?
Total, yeah. He said it's my inner ear nerve, and it was probably viral, but it's not uncommon. But, I'm just, like, totally deaf in my left ear.
Jenna, I'm going to suggest something called PEMF, Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Device. It does a number of wonderful things for the brain, including gamma frequency, but as well as there's a number of factors of benefits for every organ system. And Dr. Shilley has got something to say as well.
No question about it. It's certainly worth a try. It's safe, and it could speed up the process.
And what was it called?
Gamma. GAMMAPEMF.
And you can actually get more information. You can call the office at 417-351-5221.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. And Dina, good afternoon.
Hello. I'm a new listener, and I was listening to you a little earlier, and there was a caller that he was breaking up. So I didn't get the information. You were talking about a machine that you could get on Amazon that was great for your muscles and your
bones.
Yes,
it's called Confidence. C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-C-E. vibration. Okay. It's a vibratory device. Confidence, fitness. Okay. And you stand on it, and it has different frequencies, and you build up gradually to a minimum of 28 minutes a day.
To how long? 28 minutes? 38?
At least 20 minutes a day. It could be more, but that would be the minimum.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for calling. Great question.
And it's almost time for us to, end the hour. Hopefully we come back next week.
Remember, every thought is a prayer. So think positively, and until next week, y'all have a good one.
Take care.
KWTO. Wearing a mask is not a political statement.
News.
We leave it to localities to make the decisions with regard to face coverage.
Analysis.
My rights are civil rights.
Opinion.
Don't be stupid. Do what you're supposed to do.
93.3 and AM 560. KWTO. The KWTO Morning Show is growing. Beginning Monday, Morning Line starts at 5:30 and gives you local news, analysis, and opinion until 9. Plus, Bonnie Bell is back. Jason and Bonnie, now weekdays 5:30 till 9 on 93.3 and AM 560. KWTO.
Without continual growth, words like improvement, achievement, and success have no meaning. Zimmer Communications continues to grow and invites you to grow with it as a sales exec helping other local businesses grow. This exciting opportunity offers base pay with bonus pool, commission, potential for a signing bonus, and unlimited potential for growth. Improve, achieve, succeed, and grow with Zimmer Communications. Email your resume to sales@zrgmail.com or apply online at zimmercommunications.com.
The KWTO Morning Show is growing. Beginning Monday, Morning Line starts at 5:30 and gives you local news, analysis, and opinion until 9. Plus, Bonnie Bell is back. Jason and Bonnie, now weekdays 5:30 till 9 on 93.3 and AM 560. KWTO.
Hiring is challenging. Just ask Dylan Miskowitz, the COO of Cafe Altura.
We needed a director of coffee in order to move our products forward. It felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
Over the past 50 years, SCORE mentors have helped more than 10 million small business owners succeed for free. Whatever the business, there's a SCORE mentor who can help you reach your goals. Are you starting or growing a business? Be one of the next 10 million small businesses helped for free by SCORE. Get your free